Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey everyone, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name, as always, is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. I'm so grateful that you are listening, subscribing, commenting. And if you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're in the description below. In this video, I want to speak to you guys about INFJs believing that there's something wrong with them. And I'll just read you a comment by Dolphins Rule on the YouTube channel. They commented this about a video that they watched. I'm so relieved that this is another INFJ thing. So far, everything that I thought was just a fatal flaw of mine, or an indication that something is wrong with me, they actually put quotes around that, is turning out to be a common INFJ quirk. Now, I really wanted to read this comment, and I really wanted to do a video on this, because this is a common personality trait of an INFJ. I don't know why, I mean, I have an idea why, but I think, and I've told you guys this before, I think the reason why we have this idea about ourselves is because we have been told many times by people around us, Ah, what's wrong with you? You know, there must be something wrong. Why don't you like this? Or why don't you do things that way? What's wrong with you? Perhaps people did it without any ill intention. You know, they didn't want to harm us or they didn't want to make us feel bad. But they still said these things to us in the past, or maybe still do. And especially when in our childhood, you know, our parents would say, you know, why can't you be just like other children? Why can't you just be like everyone else? Or why can't you just be like your sister or your brother, things like that. And you would think to yourself, why? Actually, you're right. Why can't I be just like them? What's wrong with me? Maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe there's something mentally wrong with me. Maybe there's something physically wrong with me. Maybe I need to go to a psychiatrist. Maybe I need to go to a hospital. Maybe I need to get fixed before I can be like everyone else. Maybe I'm broken. Maybe there's something extremely wrong with me. And so all of these thoughts come up, and then we kind of try to spend the rest of our eternities, the rest of our lives, unless we discover that we're an INFJ, we try to spend the rest of our lives trying to fix ourselves, heal ourselves, change ourselves. And I'm saying all this in quote because really the reality is, as soon as you start watching INFJ videos or learning more about INFJ personality type, about all the random quirks that we have, as this individual said, all of a sudden you have this sense of relief, but also this sense of just sense that says, oh my God, I can't believe it. All of these things that I thought for 20, 30, 40 years were wrong with me are just my personality type. And there are hundreds of people out there, thousands, millions of people out there who are also INFJs who share these quirks with me. I'm not the only one. I'm not crazy. There's nothing wrong with me. This is just me. And all I need to do now is not fix myself or change myself or improve myself or heal myself, but accept myself as I am. And I know a lot of you guys say that my videos help you accept yourself. But the reality is, what's going on with you is that you're watching the video, you're seeing something in it that says, oh, I'm not crazy. This is just normal. And then you within yourself have this moment of transition where you go from blaming yourself for being an idiot or for being weird or unique or quirky or strange or all of the negative words we use for ourselves. And then you go from that to suddenly realizing, ah, you have this sense of relief. I'm not crazy. I'm not weird. I am different, yes, but that's only because of my personality. And that's okay because there's hundreds of people out there like me. And if they can live an awesome, amazing, crazy, healthy life, I can do it as well. Yeah, I don't need to change myself. I'm good as I am. Of course, I'm going to keep on improving myself as an individual, but I don't need to blame myself for being the way I am. I don't need to hate myself for being the way I am. I don't need to put myself down or berate myself for being who I am. I am who I am, and that's okay. And all of a sudden, you'll notice, and I noticed this with myself as well, that's why I'm saying this, all of a sudden, all the people around you start accepting you as well. It's such a weird transition, and I'm wanting, that's the reason I do these videos, is I want everyone, every INFJ, to watch these videos, not because, you know, I'm like, oh, everyone watch me. I mean, I like people watching me, but also because I really like the idea of people, INFJs, going through this transition, and then going from the place where they hate themselves or think there's something wrong with them or trying to fix themselves to a place where all of a sudden they're like, wow, I'm awesome. I'm good as I am. I love myself. I accept myself. And that transition is absolutely going to transform your life because all of a sudden, because you accept yourself, everyone around you has no choice, no other choice except to accept you as well. There is no other choice left in the matter because you're going around saying, yeah, I'm cool. I'm great. I'm awesome. I am the way I am. Accept me or leave me. If you don't like me, go away, kind of thing. And you're not saying this outwardly, hopefully, maybe, but inwardly. You love yourself and you give off this persona of saying, yeah, I'm cool. I love myself. I accept myself. Even if you don't agree with who I am, I like myself. And so you can either like me and be my friend or be around me, or you can just go away and find someone else to hang out with. And you're fine with that because that's okay. Because you just want to be surrounded by people who understand you and love you for who you are all of a sudden. And that change, that particular change is what changes an INFJ from a healthy INFJ to, sorry, an unhealthy INFJ to a healthy INFJ. It really is the basic essence of why we change from an unhealthy INFJ to a healthy INFJ. And I want to repeat this over and over again to you guys. I wish I could just like drum it into your head. Is that self-acceptance is the basic tenet of moving from unhealthiness to a healthy INFJ. It's just basically the gist of it. And it happens when all of a sudden you realize, ah, okay, cool. There's nothing wrong with me. I can accept myself as I am. Now, of course, as an INFJ, you're going to keep on going on the journey of self-improvement. You are an INFJ. That's your thing. That's what we do as an INFJ. That's all we do. We try to keep on reading and learning and growing. I'm not saying that that's going to stop. But you're not going to do it from a place of hating yourself or wanting to change yourself completely because you just don't like yourself at all. You're going to do it from a place of, I like who I am and I know I can do better. I know I'm capable of so much more. So I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on changing and improving myself because I'm awesome and I know it. And I know there's so much more I'm capable of doing. Yeah, that's where you're going to do it from. You're not going to do it from a place of neediness or hatred, self-hatred, but from a place of self-acceptance and gratitude for yourself and for who you are. And when you kind of reach that spot, and I know a lot of you guys are already there and a lot of you guys are getting there, when you reach that spot, it literally will change all of your relationships, all of the different people around you. It's going to change your job, your life. You're going to start doing things that you really care about. You're going to start saying no to things that you don't care about. You're going to start saying no to people that don't care about you. You're going to start removing all the narcissistic people from your life. Basically, it's going to be an essential cleanse of your life. And at the end of it, you're going to be more peaceful and more content than ever before. Now, I'm not saying this because I'm like, oh, I preach the gospel and everyone should fall. It is actually what's happened for a lot of people and a lot of INFJs, obviously. And I really want this to happen for every INFJ, especially the unhealthy ones out there who are living a life of misery and basically living a life of torture, mental and physical torture. They torture themselves on a daily basis. They hate themselves and they torture themselves with these thoughts of negativity every single day, every single moment of their life. And I know because I used to do that to myself. I hated myself and I tortured myself with negative thoughts of how much I hated myself, of how much I hated all aspects of myself. And I did that. I mean, even saying these words right now feels really iffy to me and icky because I'm like, I don't hate myself, I love myself. But I used to do that to myself and I know what it's like and I know how dreadful, terrible, horrible, just uncomfortable it can be. And so I want you guys not to be miserable anymore. I want you guys to be happy and content because happy and content people change the world. Miserable people don't. Miserable people stay at home and cry and hide in the corner. Happy, content people go out and try to make a difference in the world because they believe in themselves and they accept themselves and they know that they can make a difference. And I want all INFJs, because I know all INFJs have that capacity to change the world. I want all of you guys to move to that way, make that transition from unhealthy to healthy. And then start figuring out how you can make that impact on this planet, onto this universe that you are capable of making. Because I know how powerful INFJs can be once they realize their goodness, once they realize their awesomeness, once they realize how great they are and not how wrong they are or how weird or crazy or kooky or strange they are. Yeah. So I hope this makes sense. Maybe this came across as a motivational video of sorts, but really it is what my life has been through with the transitions I went through. And I know I want everyone to go through this. And so I wanted to share this with you. If you have any questions about this, obviously, please comment below and I will do a follow-up video. And if you like the videos, please support me by going to my Ko-fi link. The link is in the description below. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.